My name is Laura. I'm working at the moment part-time here in New York, and I returned to the U.S. after being away for about 4 years in Australia. I returned just about 6 months ago. I had my daughter in Australia. She's now a year and a half, so I stayed with her in Australia for that first year. And I was very fortunate back in Australia. I had my company that I worked for, which was a government agency, offered me 3 months maternity leave, and I had accrued about 4 weeks vacation, so I put that on top. So I had the first 4 months with my daughter at home, and even when I had to return to work, I returned part-time, and my husband was also able to negotiate returning part-time. So I went to work 3 days a week, he went to work 2 days, and so really through the first year of Ava's life, we were with her. We didn't have to rely on childcare or nannies. And it seems very difficult for me to think that moms and dads might not have that same experience. That first year is really crucial. It's a time to bond for the woman. It's a time to breastfeed and get the breastfeeding right. So even when I went back to work, my company was happy to have me pump at work. When I hear the stories of women who aren't able to do that and have to stop breastfeeding, even though the recommendation is that you breastfeed at least through the first year, it's very unfortunate. Now that I'm back in the States too, I remember and recall that the culture here in a way is also partly responsible. I know the laws need to change, and that laws might change culture too, but we do have a culture where the emphasis is work. There was a lovely saying in Australia that people work to live, they don't live to work. I think it's the opposite here, and I think that might need to change if we want to have people have the time to spend with family.